Shantae Swindell didn't want to miss Innovation Day at USAA's headquarters. It's the day-long celebration of employee-driven innovations. The problem is the research and development employee works remotely. So from New York, she broke out a robot in San Antonio.
Actually, I don't use it often, but I need to use it more. We use a lot of Skype.
Gliding through the exhibits in USA's headquarters, her beige two-wheeled vehicle stops at different interactive booths to say hi and check in.
Hey, Nadine. That's one of my team members over there.
The device, which looks like an iPad with a long neck, is the best way for her to see what her coworkers have created.
There's a lot more interaction, and I can't participate or contribute to Innovation Day if I'm not actually physically here with my robot.
USAA's 32,000 employees contributed nearly 9,000 ideas this year on how to innovate. The company's been exploring everything from finding efficiencies through blockchain to letting members use social media to access accounts. USAA, which provides services to active military veterans and their families, has to continuously innovate to serve their members, says Chief Innovation Officer Zach Gibson, because they're constantly being moved by the government, serving overseas, and
we don't have a physical presence. So using technology to engage with members in new ways is critical to 100 years of history, because there's not a local USA branch down the street.
Instead, the company wants to be everywhere their members are, says Gibson. They recently added skills to the smart home device Amazon Alexa, but they're currently piloting automated chatbots through Facebook's Messenger service.
What we did is that interaction is wrapped in kind of our secure container. So you're going back and forth with USAA. Facebook doesn't have access to that information. They can't get it.
Now someone who's checking their accounts once a month can easily check it every day. USAA itself, the product of innovation, starting as 25 Army guys wanting affordable auto insurance, nearly 100 years later, having more than $60 billion in bank deposits and 12 million members. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.